It's time for another PT Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is our composer and quizmaster, and he's back at the piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we've got a contestant with us on the line. Robert Munn is with us. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi, Fred.
I understand you're a former Terrapin. Is that right?
A former Terrapin, yes.
You worked at the University of Maryland?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What did you do there?
I was a professor of chemistry.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what do you do now?
I retire.
So does that mean you sleep in? What do you do with your time?
I read a lot, and we go out, and we travel a lot.
Read a lot and travel a lot. Sounds like a wonderful life.
It is.
Well, here's how this works. Bruce Adolph at the piano has disguised a popular tune in the style of a particular classical composer. So he's going to play his own composition for us, and your job will be to try to name the tune that Bruce has disguised and name the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. So listen for clues every place, in the rhythms, in the harmonies. The melody might be buried somewhere. And I don't know what's coming either, so if you want to ask me for some brainstorming help, maybe we can work it out together. Robert Munn, here's Bruce Adolph. Robert, any initial reactions there?
Yeah, it sounds like something Mussorgsky wrote.
Yes, it's very much like Mussorgsky.
Is it the Great Gate of Kiev?
It is, except that the tune has been changed to be something else.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you got the hard part right away. I mean, that was from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, The Great Gate of Kiev, but there's another melody hidden inside that.
Now that you know that, maybe you can forget about that part, and I'll give you the only hint is that the melody is sometimes very obviously there, and other times it gets interrupted by Mussorgsky.
Overwhelms me.
Yeah, the Mussorgsky kind of takes over at the beginning. It does come out a little more as you get a little further into it. Bruce, can you play some of those?
I'll play a more obvious spot.
Yeah. Now, if I have the right thing in mind, this is something that I sang as a child growing up in this country.
Well, I didn't grow up in this country.
I know. That could be a problem.
What country did you grow up in?
I grew up in England.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe this is not a children's song you learned then.
He might not know. It is an American folk song.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be coming round the mountain.
Oh, well, I grew up with that. I can remember that.
It's just submerged there somewhere.
Now that we know that, now that we know it's she'll be coming around the mountain and she'll be counting six white horses and all those other things she'll be doing, can we hear it one more time?
Sure. And think about the Mussorgsky beginning this way. And now here we go.
Incredibly well disguised. I still can't hear it.
I have to say that one of the reasons I chose that tune is listening to the Mussorgsky and thinking I'd like to do something in his style for the show, I suddenly started to hear the tune as almost being there anyway. Mm-hmm. And that I thought, well, maybe I have to just make a few adjustments here.
Uh-huh.
Well, you managed to make those adjustments to make those two fit together. Robert Munn, thank you so much for playing our game. You got the most interesting part, the harmonic part. You got the composer right.
And the piece it's based on.
Thank you so much for playing.
Okay, thank you.
And Bruce Adolph, thanks for another Piano Puzzler.
Thanks, Fred.